right, good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome in. Middle of the week, a hump day. The weather outside is frightful, cold, rainy. Sounds like a perfect time to slide right in and hang out with us until 2. It's the Gary Sharp Show with producer Josh, who is very excited today. He should be. What a night of baseball last night. Right at the beginning of the game, we got a home run and a free taco for everybody.
Got both of those out of the way quick. I didn't have to sit there with my anxiety for every pitch until someone busted out and got a lead. And I didn't have to worry about whether or not I was getting a free taco. So thank you, Ozzy. Thank you, Jorge.
Sometimes in a game when it's a 2-0 lead, but it feels like it's 5-0, 6-0, that's what last night felt like. So congratulations to you and the Braves. Congratulations to America, because Ozzy Albies got everybody a free taco with a stolen base, Doritos Locos Taco at Taco Bell on the 4th of November. If it's free, it's for me. And Ozzy now is America's favorite baseball player. But Soler hits a home run in the first at-bat of the game, and then we get a taco. I mean, what more could you ask for? If that is not America's game, what is? You know, there is some stats behind what happens with the team that gets the taco. Like, they're 7-2.
Ooh.
The team that,
okay, I like those numbers.
You have the stolen base that gets the taco. Usually you're going to win the game.
In just the game or the series?
No, just the game.
Okay,
just the
game.
We got a long way to go, Josh. We got 6 games to play.
I know. I hope not. But yeah, you're probably right.
I don't know. Maybe after the exploits of Charlie Morton last night, you could say Braves in 2. What an amazing story when you find out after the fact he comes out of the game. And at that point, admittedly, you're probably thinking, we're cursed. Got a lead. Charlie Morton is dealing. And then he gets injured. The Braves are really, really cursed. And you should have taken my advice about burning some sage earlier in the day.
Yeah, I kind of had a, oh, here we go sort of feeling. I wasn't worried because the lead was so sizable, but I definitely went, okay, if we lose this, that's clearly the turning point.
I mean, 103-mile-an-hour shot off the bat of Gurriel, off the shin. Oh, okay, he'll shake it off. Well, he kind of shook it off and then went and sat in the dugout and then came back out, and his last fastball was 96 miles an hour, and then he drops an 80-mile-an-hour curveball to Altuve. And you're thinking, okay, but then he has to come out of the game. Uh-oh, injury again. Here we go. You find out that he has a broken fibula, and he is out for the rest of the World Series. But he struck out 2 of the last 3 people on a broken leg. I'm in awe, because as a pitcher, you know this, Josh, and everybody else out there, legs are pretty important. And the mystique of Charlie Morton grows with what he did last night before the pain, and he couldn't do what he, you know. Luckily, he didn't, like, just break down on the mound. Like, just the leg just go, mm-hmm. But for him to stay in the game and do what he did, unfortunate for the Braves, because now they're going to have to replace a horse in the rotation. But that's pretty impressive for a guy that, I think it was 11 years ago, had one of the worst ERAs of any starting pitcher in baseball. He was in the 7s, and now he's pitching game 1 of the World Series. He's got a nice contract, so it's not like he's a free agent after the end of the year. The Braves have invested in him, and he's going to be fine for next year. But that kind of summed up the resiliency of the Braves that they've been putting on since really the trade deadline, when they were, a couple games under 500? To what they did last night, losing Charlie Morton, because a lot of teams would see that and go, oh boy, here we go again, because they've had plenty of those this year, including their star right fielder who went down back in the middle of July.
He then apologized to the team in the clubhouse after the game because he could only throw 16 pitches on a broken leg. And everybody went, yeah, no, that's Charlie. Yeah.
Just say, stop, okay? But it felt like the game was over in the top of the first.
It has to be demoralizing.
Well, Valdez, who his sinker is his out pitch, and so you're getting a lot of ground balls, and you're getting a lot of weak swings, and all of a sudden, after Soler's home run, and the other balls that were hit either as a line drive or a fly ball, you're thinking, this is not his night. And his curveball, the sinker wasn't working, so the curveball was all over the place. And I think the Braves being aggressive kind of threw him off. But they're up 2-0, and it felt like it was 5 or 6-0. I think that game last night was actually over in the first inning. I think the Braves had the right approach. They were aggressive. They hit a home run. They get a guy on base. They steal a base. And by the end of the night, that place was really, really quiet. That's always the sign if you're on the road in any sporting event. When you're playing in a place that is super loud, Houston's a really good baseball town. That place rocks. Even though now Houston's lost 5 straight home games in the World Series, you go back to the National Series, the ballpark was quiet. But I think that game was over in the top of the first. And, you know, I don't know. I had Houston in 7. Tonight is a tricky, tricky game because if Houston goes down 2-0 and they have to face Max Fried, I mean, you might be partying at 72nd and Dodge before you know it.
I would too. I'd be out there if it was a short series. I would do a lot of stupid things. So I need a haircut. Like this is shaggy for me. We're gonna learn some things about each other here.
Okay.
I need to shave my face.
Okay.
I'm too scared to do both.
No, you shouldn't. You know, in hockey, when you reach the playoffs, it's a hockey beard. You don't shave until you're out. I think you should let it go.
I don't want to disrupt anything in the air. Baseball, very superstitious. I gotta keep my hair growing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you can't do anything. You don't wash the shirt that you wore yesterday. Don't wash the shirt you have on today.
Mm-hmm.
You got to follow those rules.
Yeah.
Your wife will understand.
She won't, but yeah, I'll make her understand.
No, you know, you can't get a haircut. You can't shave.
No.
Because what happens if you do and all of a sudden the series shifts?
Exactly.
And the Astros go on like a 3-game winning streak and they're up 3-1. And
it's my fault.
Yeah, it would be your fault.
I can't have it coming back to me.
No, that would be tough to have on your conscience.
Speaks poorly of the show as well.
No, we'd separate there.
Oh, okay.
Because,
okay.
I'm just a baseball fan watching.
That's fair. That's fair.
It is a mailbag Wednesday. It also is a busy lineup. Good Wednesday guests once again. Robin Washington will join us in about 25 minutes. There is basketball tonight. We are now less than 2 weeks away from the start of the college basketball season. Nebraska plays Peru State at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Over 600 days ago, fans went into PBA. It is not the biggest thing in Lincoln tonight. Some might say, some, Wisconsin-Nebraska volleyball is the biggest sporting event around here tonight. But there is Nebraska basketball. They will take on Peru State. Robin will stop by, give his thoughts on what tonight may look like and what to take away from the week of exhibitions, because Nebraska did not have a closed scrimmage. Instead, they're having 2 public ones, and they'll play Colorado on Halloween. Creighton on Saturday, they play Upper Iowa. Omaha has a closed scrimmage down in Columbia, Missouri on the weekend. But tonight you have Nebraska and Peru State. So Robin stops by at 11. Scott Chandler is going to try and help me figure out my quarterback. He's stopping in at about 11:30. We've got the mailbag brought to you by Oscar's Pizza and Grill for your chance to win a gift card to Oscar's Pizza and Grill. Questions, anything goes. You can drop an email into the Equitable Bank inbox to jodson@nrgmedia.com. And then Parker Gabriel will be by as we discuss who could use a win the most this upcoming weekend. That'd be the head coach and this football program. Plus, we'll get into some of the comments last night. Trev Alberts appeared on his monthly radio show and kind of said things that Trev says. He doesn't wander with his words into an area that he can't get out of, and he's very calculated in what he says. And remember, he always has a plan. So he made no bold statement. Was that the right move at this time with 4 games in the next 5 weeks? I say yes. We'll discuss that among other things. You're always welcome to join the conversation on the Lanahan Nurseries hotline, 951-1620, or the Equitable Bank inbox, where, again, you can send your questions for the mailbag. Gary@1620thezone.com, jodson@nrgmedia.com, Equitable Bank, where they take banking personally, and on the JTech Construction Twitter feed, @GarySharp1620. At Gary Sharp Show. Those are the access points for you to get in on the Gary Sharp Show on a Wednesday. Lots to discuss. We'll go all around from football to basketball to life in general. And today is another one of those days where there's a lot of anniversaries. It is the 20th anniversary of the Black 41 flash reverse pass between Nebraska and Oklahoma, one of the louder moments in Memorial Stadium. That seemed like a long, long time ago. Well, yes, it is. It was 20 years ago. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show with Josh after this on 1620 The Zone. Woodhouse Place Nissan. Now, you've heard me talking a long time about my interaction with the good folks at Woodhouse. They have taken care of me. I enjoy now three vehicles into being a member of the Woodhouse Auto family, and especially my Rogue. Well, right now, as we get towards the end of 2021, this is a great opportunity for you to find great prices, fair prices on 2021s and also pre-owned inventory. You're looking for that perfect car, truck, or SUV. You can find it today in person, 144th and Giles, or with the weather like it is, why not stay in and peruse the website, WoodhousePlaceNissan.com. Now online, you'll have the opportunity to speak to a sales associate, fill out a credit application, value your trade, see all of the vehicles that are available, new and pre-owned, pricing, information, everything right there at the click of a mouse. So that will help you make the wise decision where you can experience the difference and purchase with confidence. Do it today. Woodhouse Place Nissan, 144th and Giles, or online at WoodhousePlaceNissan.com.